Welcome back. Meet in due season. And we really want to understand what the Lord is saying and what the Holy Ghost can bring out for his bride today. Asa, we just quoted this scripture. What does the Lord mean by this? Meet in due season.
When we talk about meet in due season.
Yes, sir.
Remember that the emphasis for salvation is the salvation of the soul.
True.
So, your spirit man is the strength of your soul.
Amen.
Your spirit man is, just like the physical man, if you're going to find nourishment, there is food that you will eat. And so also your spirit man. If you're going to find spiritual health, there is the food that you will eat. Now, but this food that we eat has season. These seasons can be looked at in different ways.
Okay.
After all, even there is season for mangoes. And there is season for each crop.
True.
All plants don't have the same season for producing fruit.
True, sir.
And when it is for one season for one crop, you don't find others.
Yes, sir.
The ground does not produce them anymore. They are waiting for their own season. And so when we talk about the season, you know, God himself has an agenda. It is called a mystery for our salvation from earth to glory. It is a program. This program has items in this agenda from one stage to the other, to the other, to the other. So when it is time for the fulfillment of a particular agenda, program, I mean, item in the program, this agenda, that period is called a season. And what God gives to the people to sustain them in that season is what is the meat in due season.
Okay, sir. Let me recap what you're saying to be sure I'm getting you correctly. God has an agenda,
yes.
A program. And every point in that agenda, when it's time to fulfill a program in that agenda,
yes.
That is a particular season.
That is the season.
That is the season.
Exactly.
And every season has its own meat. For that season, food for that
the
season.
Food, the spiritual food for that, for season. That season.
Okay, so our God has a timetable, and each timetable has his subjects to be offered.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I understand you. That's
exactly.
A very beautiful word.
And this is very important.
Yes, sir.
It's very important because that you know you have a time. The Bible says. Time and season, Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, is it?
Yes. 3:1. To every
now maybe just read it.
To everything there is a season.
Again.
To everything there is a season.
To everything
there is a season. And a time to every purpose under the heaven.
So you can now see that verse 1, you know, says it all. Now watch the verse 2.
There's a time to be born.
There's a time to be born.
And a time to die.
There's a time to die.
A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal.
So there is time for everything. God has allotted time for everything. And so when we look at for everything, there is a season and there is activity for that season. And the control of God for that season. The expectation of God for that season is given by his word. So the word of God for that season is the meat, is the food that the spirit will feed for that season.
Okay. Okay. The way you're sounding, sir, you are seeming to me to be like a dispensationalist. Are you a dispensationalist?
When you talk of dispensation, you are talking about season. So if you like, use your big grammar of dispensationalism. Yes, I'm a dispensationalist because God has various dispensations. There is Apostle Paul make mention of I think it's Ephesians chapter 3, if I will get it. It's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Okay. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1. Yes. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, mm-hmm. if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what?
Again.
If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what?
So Paul was a dispensationalist.
That's right.
Okay.
So this, I still want you to emphasize and build on this thing. So God has seasons.
Yes.
There are, in his agenda, there are different times and seasons.
Yes. And that is the way Paul depicted it. In fact, this is the way he put it in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17.
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
Yes.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ,
mm-hmm.
for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth,
mm-hmm.
to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
From what?
Faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Faith
to faith.
To faith. So it's continuous.
Hmm.
It's continuous. You see, let me give you one or two other scriptures. If you go to Matthew 16, Christ himself just put it in verse 1, 2, and maybe verse 3.
The Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came and tempting, desired him that will show them a sign from heaven.
Uh-huh.
He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Mm-hmm. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering.
You see?
Oh, ye hypocrites.
So there is a study of the seasons. When you see this, you say this will happen.
Mm.
Because in every season, something is supposed to happen.
There are signs for each
season. Then he went on. What did he say?
Oh, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky,
uh-huh.
but can ye not discern the signs of the times?
You see?
Times.
The times here is seasons. And so that is why Apostle Paul,
yes, sir.
You know, even before that, Israel, the Issachar, the sons of Issachar in First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
First Chronicles 12, 32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding.
That did what?
Men that had understanding of the times.
The times.
Mm.
And there is, because for every time, there is the expectation for that season.
To know
for
that what time. Israel ought to do.
Mm. Ought to do.
Mm.
And that is why, you know, it is very important. If you don't know what season you are in, you won't know what to do.
Wow.
And if you don't know what season we are in, you won't know the food you are supposed to eat.
Mm.
Now take note also that 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1, Apostle Paul had reason to say this.
1 Thessalonians 5, 1. But of the times and the seasons.
Can you see?
Yes, sir.
And for every season,
there is an expectation.
There is an expectation, what you call meat in due season.
Hey, wonderful.
Now, another word for the season is what Christ made mention of in Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
I want to go straight to the verse, if I can just get it. This is the way he put it. After he read that book that was given to him, verse 20, okay. And verse 21.
And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
Yes.
And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in
your
ears.
So the season is also called day.
The day.
You see, it's also called the day. There is the meat for your day. So that is what I want you to understand.
With these few points, you've been able to convince me that God has times and seasons, or times or seasons, which is also known as day. And then each time or season has its expectations. And then the expectation is revealed to us by the word for that day, which is the meat for that day.
Exactly.
So the meat we're talking of here is the word of God.
It's the word of God, the message from God.
A message from God.
Yes.
Wow.
So to when be Jesus fulfilled was, at that very time.
To be fulfilled at that very time.
Yes.
And to make his expectations known to his people.
Exactly.
At that very time.
Exactly.
So in the parable, our scripture where we are reading, the meat in this season is the word of God
for your
that
day.
Season.
So for your season, for your day, for your time.
I thought the Bible says the word
for
of,
daytime.
The word of God does not change or it abides forever. Can from what you're saying, is it possible for the word of God to expire? Is that what you mean?
No. Now, this is the way. Proverbs 4:18, what does it say?
Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
What does it do?
It shineth more and more now, unto the perfect day.
Now, the word of God is what? It's a light. So, it does not expire. It shines brighter,
and brighter.
One, and we are talking about following a light. I think the best description will be in Exodus chapter 13. I think that may suit it better. Just
verse 21, 22.
There is something here. Okay. Now you notice that in verse 21.
Exodus 13,
now,
21.
From verse 20.
Okay. Exodus 13 from verse 20. And they took their journey from Sukkot and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night.
So. Go ahead.
Verse 22.
Yes.
He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people.
So you see, now the word of, the pillar of fire was the presence of God. Now, when he moved, they moved with them. If you refuse to move with him, now, let me summarize it this way. It does not expire. The word of God does not expire. Listen. The word of God does not expire. Now, the word of God tells you, Olumide, go to bride assembly. That is the word of God for you. The word of God, stay there until. Now, when, until so time, the same word of God can say, I have finished with you here now. Move over to Abeokuta. Now, it's the same word of God that brought you here that is taking you there. So, when we say the word of God doesn't change, it's not talking about leadership. Now, because they that are led by the Spirit, and the Spirit is the word of God, led there, it means there will be instruction you'll be following.
The word of God is dynamic.
Yes, it's dynamic.
Not static.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Meat induces in the light travels.
It does not expire. We have to match this.
Yes, sir.
You know.
But it moves on.
Exactly.
It shines brighter and brighter.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Because the word of God calls for obedience. So in Exodus 23,
yes,
Exodus 23 from verse 20 and 21, and maybe 22.
Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared.
You see, to do what?
To keep thee in the way and to bring thee in the place which I have prepared.
Beware
of him and obey his voice.
You see, that is the emphasis. It's obedience.
Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then will I be an enemy unto thy enemy and an adversary unto thy adversary.
So obedience is obedience.
So the word of God moves, just like light travels.
So we are just to obey.
We have to move on with the light.
The word of God does not expire. We are to move on.
With the light. Okay, sir, you permit me, let's take a little break here. When we'll come back, we still have many more questions to ask the pastor. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.